Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. And yes, it's true. We've done it again. We're back for another episode. It's me, your pal, Bianca Brady. As I mentioned, I am the host of the show. And I'm here to interview America and the world's favorite podcast hosts, Hall of Famers, 8,000-time champions, 15 years, over 3,000 episodes strongs, 100-plus tattoos of tribute to these two. And their names are Keith Malley and Hemda. Welcome back to the show. Hello.
Thank you for having us. Wow, what an introduction. I guess we did some stuff.
It's an honor to have you here. I'd like to start with a firm congratulations on another week of episodes.
And
thank you.
How do you feel about the accomplishment, Keith?
It feels good. Thank you. You just, you do what you love and you don't work a day in your life. And then you do the other stuff that you don't love also, because that's how life works.
Hemda, true or false, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Oh, wow. That sounds like it would be true.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yes. I'm nailing this. Really. This interview is my best yet.
Okay. Well, that's all I wanted to know. So thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us. What a delight and a pleasure.
Just kidding, guys. It's me again. How are you? How are you for real? For real.
Welcome back.
All kidding aside, tell me how you really are.
Between Keith and the Girl's show that we just recorded and this show, I went to the bank, a bank I've never been to, came back, did not get lost.
Damn.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Why
does July 4th
never
like start a new year or something for you?
We'll see how it goes. I don't want to, predict anything, but the world is working out nice. And when people complain, it's hard to relate.
Nice. Why haven't you been to that bank before? Did you recently switch banks?
I did something with my account that's different, and I didn't get checks that I need. And so I had to go to a bank to get checks in person. And so I got one by the studio that I've never been to. And
a branch.
Not the yes, a branch. And it was not the disaster that I believed it was going to
be. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
You know, it's about the little wins.
Mm-hmm.
I was betting against it. I was like, oh, he's going to be annoyed when he gets back because he thinks you can just go to the bank. People think they can just go to the bank and then the bank will be open. The people who said they would be there would be there and somebody will look at you when you come in and actually give a shit. So I'm fully surprised. This glass is 3/4 full. That's amazing.
Well, I don't know if you'll hear any of the rolling thunder outside, but it was pouring rain. And I think God was like, that's enough.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, we have different weathers. I'm out of state. Mm-hmm. I'm on an island in the North Atlantic. I'm gazing out the window at a couple trees, and there's a sunlight streaming in through a skylight. I feel so relaxed. I forget.
Oh my God. Bianca, did you die and go to heaven? Are you talking to us from beyond?
Yes.
How is it not a simulation if you can go outside, look in the sky, see forever, but somehow cannot see my pouring rain? Can you explain that? Anyone explain that?
When I was a child, I thought that the earth, was a globe, right? And I thought that there's no way there's enough room on the outside for everything to be there. So we must be in the middle, like as if it was a bubble and we were on the inside. So I was like, if Canada is above us, when I look in the sky, why do I not see it? And if Mexico is below us, how do they breathe underground?
I do believe that that's how a lot of politicians view the world. So time to run for something, Bianca.
Yeah, I'm not a flat earther. I'm a bubble earther.
A bubble believer.
Oh, good to see your faces, guys.
Thanks. Did you almost die or something?
Remember my new philosophy: relax, have fun, and enjoy life.
Yeah, I do.
It's going well.
It doesn't flow on a bumper sticker, but yeah, I like that, and good for you.
And also, I almost died several times, but narrowly escaped. So any feeling new, good.
Is there new health information?
Stable right now. Still got that kooky looky cooking up. It's in my blood, whole bunch of cancer. But we're treating it. You know, I'm on the fourth of five available medications. So we are running out of options. So
yeah, but four out of five seems to be that sweet spot.
That's the sweet spot. Yeah.
I believe in it.
We're all hopeful. But you know, every time I get good lab results, I like allow myself to be happy about it for 3 minutes. And then I'm like, okay, that was great. And now we'll see what happens next week. Because
I like that, because in 3 minutes I could eat a sundae.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice little break. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's if you got some kind of transplant? Would that take care of leukemia? Is a bone marrow transplant?
So that's like kind of the last, that's like the big scary option. But it would be a cure. Basically, they take somebody else's bone marrow out of their bones, who's a match for me, and you have to like, the success of the transplant largely depends on how close of a match you can find. So there are people who, you know, submit their saliva via mail to become a donor. And you can look that up if you want to do that. But the better the match, the better result, obviously. But you have to do like regular chemotherapy first to kind of kill all your existing bone marrow. And then you grab someone else's, you put it in a Ziploc, sis boom ba, they inject it into your ass. And you know, you hope that your body isn't like, what the fuck is this shit?
And this and then the original person's bone marrow grows back?
No. Your bone sort of like take the new one and then keeps making that.
Yeah. And so what about the original person?
The donor? Oh yeah. They have plenty. They just give a little bit.
Okay. Cause I don't want to make you cry over this beautiful story, but I spat in an envelope and mailed it to the hospital and I'm waiting on results any day.
Nice.
I put a note in there that says, tell me what you think.
Would you like some of my tumor blood stuff? Sure. Like, do I qualify?
I don't know. I don't know what you know, what you're allowed to do with that.
Right. We could be sisters from some other planet. You know what I mean? If this is a simulation, our bone marrow could match somehow. Right. I don't know how that works.
When I was in the doctor's office with my mom, they were like, so usually we go for the siblings first. Do you have any siblings? And I was like, nope. And then my mom just like put her head in her hand like, I'm so sorry. Oh. You know, I fucked up again.
Oh, my God.
I could just die.
Oops.
I should have made you a sibling to give you some blood and bone marrow. Like,
this is all your fault, lady. No, I didn't.
She bought
the
chocolate sundae that day, right?
Yeah. But how was your KTG day? 7/4/2020.
It was fun. I saw some people saying hi with their friends online. It was also the weekend of my girlfriend's birthday. I think I did that pretty well. So it was very fun.
You did?
Why are you shocked? Yes.
I'm not. I'm asking for a follow-up. What'd you do well?
I got a cake well. I got gifts pretty well. I got the ice cream that she likes well. I remember the wine that she likes well, and I spelled out happy birthday in magnet letters on the fridge well.
To look at things.
And I despise Aaliyah, but I still played that music to the song she likes well. And we watched Unsolved Mysteries, even though it's terrible. We did that well.
Well, it sounds like, Keith, you really did a good job on that birthday.
She was on her phone to her friends immediately, and that's how you know, because that's they don't complain right in front of your face.
You got to brag it immediately. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so happy for you, because I worry all the time that she's just going to kick you to the curb.
Thank you.
And then I'm going to have to be here to sweep up the shards.
You know how I get.
Put them into the dustpan and throw them away.
Yes.
So it's a relief for all of us. We do have to talk about last week's episodes, starting with 3,288, 0% tolerance with Carmen Lynch.
Yes.
Hilarious episode title, talking about how corporations, you know, say, for example, a pizza arrives with a swastika and pepperoni, and then they have to post, wait, what? How much tolerance do we have for racism and hatred? It's got to be 0% tolerance policy, right? Yeah.
Do they call a lawyer to check just in case?
Like, can we have 10%? Just 10% tolerance? I feel like being tolerant is good.
Zero tolerance. Zero. Mm. So I loved that title.
It'd be funny if Little Caesars went. Now, I know Domino's is like 13, 14%. They allow racism. Here at Little Caesars, 0% tolerance for that kind of behavior. These people are fired.
Yeah, they should add like something about a permanent record and make it like just 100% accurate.
They should say Pizza Hut hired them.
I just think it's funny to like have corporate apology like standard lines. Like there's a hacky way to do a corporate apology about a frigging racist pizza. Like, what world are we living in where there's like a script for when there's a racist pizza? Yeah. You know,
but the kids too are so stupid that even make up a dumb lie. It was a pinwheel. I was just fucking around. Like, what? Oh, I don't know. I zoned out. Not, yeah, as a swastika, and I've been wasting pizzas. Me and my friends think it's funny.
Yeah, like we lost track of the pizza. Hey, Bob, where's that swastika one? I don't know. I sent the peace sign one, but I thought, you know, we're just making shapes. Hey, you know, it used to belong to the hippies, the swastika. So really what I'm doing is...
Right.
Also, that's really bad pepperoni distribution. You know, like you're not going to get a piece with enough and then you're going to get another piece with too many.
That's what really they have zero tolerance for.
Yeah. So from a pizza professional's perspective, I also have zero tolerance for this.
Yeah.
So I'm on the right side of this thing. I'm on the right side of history here.
Of herstory.
Carmen, you guys had a long mic check with her and you guys sort of, it bled out into the episode. The frustration was a little bit, on display.
How long was it, Keith? How long was that?
I don't know. 38 minutes. It's just interesting that this is the new way of doing things, comics. So buy a fucking microphone and be ready.
But she had a microphone. She had headphones and she had all the equipment and they were worth hundreds of dollars. She's got the best equipment. She's just not sure how to do it. Got a little frustrated when... So she was one of the people where it's like, hey, go to the other window. And she would just close the window she's in. All of a sudden, we can't see her. And then right. She'd come back eventually after a couple of texts or something. I don't even remember. I was just like...
We need you to mute your microphone here. And she's like, dip my computer in water? It's like, no, wait. Just wait. We will tell you literally everything. So yeah. Kick it. No, I didn't say anything that even rhymes with kick it.
I mean, maybe she's just used to being coddled by like the producers of America's Got Talent or something, you know,
but she listens to the producers of America's Got Talent. They don't go, well, here's what I want you to do when you get on the stage. And she goes, OK, and runs on the stage and does jumping jacks. No, she waits and she listens. I know what's going on. Obviously, they think they should know what they're doing, maybe especially in front of us. And they get these people get nervous. And so they try to jump to the next steps so that they don't look foolish, I guess. But they wouldn't if they just listened and stopped making shit up.
I think we should start a new feed and just put out these mic checks. Just
right.
Mic That'd check after mic check. I can't even, you know, when you first come into this room, it says you're being recorded. This is part of it because sometimes I'm just like, this is, I'm being set up, right? Like, this is some sort of, is it April 1st? It's just.
Me and Pam to look at each other like, what are they looking at? It'll be like, okay, look at the top right of your screen. And they turn around. They turn their bodies around. And we're like, what the fuck are you looking at? Just at least look at the top right. I can't see necessarily what you're looking at, but angle your head top right. Swim outside in the mud? No, no. Top right of the screen. Which is the only way we're communicating. But eat my phone? No. Don't eat your phone. Phone, it's nothing about the telephone right now.
But then there's also the special kind of guest who's like, you know, I thought multitasking while we do this, I would climb a mountain. So right. I have not only do I have this under control, but I'm also getting my cardiovascular health up to speed. So if you hear any bird sounds, it's because I'm on the trails and
oh, no bird sound. So should I bring it into the dog pound? Well, we'll worry about that later. But first, let's find the computer.
We just did a mic check with Ben Lerman because he's going to be on Silent Trailers this Saturday. And he's sweet as can be. And he didn't have a mic with him. And so I said, hey, Ben, I'm really sorry that I'm going to ask you this. And it might sound condescending, but we've had some incidences. Do you have a microphone? And I feel so stupid asking it. He didn't, but we've had where like it sounds shitty. You're on the worst thing, and it's like, do you have a microphone? And it an arm is pulled from out of the screen into the like I thought he was joking.
Howard Stern walks by in the background. You're like, what are you doing? Ask.
You see the mission? There was a Mission Impossible movie where. This doctor is trying to get this, is just talking to the patient. The patient is a bad guy. He's in a bad way. And the bad guy gives out some information. Surprise! The doctor rips off his face. It's Tom Cruise. The walls go away. He's in an FBI office. Mm. That's what this is like with people's setups. Like, oh, a microphone? You're in the fucking Death Star all of a sudden. Like, oh, okay. So turn that on and we're ready to go. People would, if we had a mic check feed, you would, the audience would get like, oh, they must have messed up because this episode's 45 minutes long. No, that's how it took.
And I also love how Carmen is so, I mean, she's so like lovely and charismatic and fun that she said to Kyle about a stand-up show that she was doing, oh, you don't need the microphone that Keith like worked really hard to set up. It's fine.
Oh, and whatever then, happened with that, Keith?
So we set up my angel just on a computer. I bought her headphones. So now she's all ready to go for the big show. I see the show from my house, and she's at her place, and I could tell she's on her phone. So, okay, that's, you know, too late. But I'm just thinking, like, why? And then later I go, hey, might be on your phone. Hey, who gives a shit? And, you know, you got to trick them. And then she goes, oh, Carmen said it doesn't matter. I'm like, okay. I couldn't hear anything during
was
it, her
was she muted
stand-up
or something?
Show. No, it was choppy because she's on a phone. Because she's on a phone. She's on a non-wired telephone. And what about the headphones we just got in the test? Well, Carmen said... We did nonsense trying to set up Carmen. You were there. I go, do you have a microphone? She started licking the car horn. Why are you taking advice from her? I guess because it's easier and more fun to be on your phone. So you're gonna want to trust the goofball? I don't know. But she's a goofball. Listen to me.
I like this 2020 modern Seinfeld problems. Was like,
yeah,
you know, what's the deal with your girlfriend when she's doing a Zoom stand-up show and it's global pandemic times?
Yeah,
I mean, yeah,
that how was the, how was the show
then,
yeah, TFW. How was the show? She did a walk around, Jerry. She did a walk around.
Can I ask you if she was really walking around?
I wouldn't know. Okay. No, I don't think she was walking around, but it doesn't matter. You okay. Go where the connection is good.
Well, she put her dogs on the podcast. She put her dogs on the podcast? What? I know. She's a dog caster.
My dogs might make noise. Okay. Oh, look, they did immediately.
Rough, rough, look at rough. That. Let's do the show in dog language. Bark, bark. What was the poll here? Pizza.
The poll.
Racist? The poll was, yes or no?
Yes. Right. That's what it should have been. Is it so bad to get a swastika made out of pizza, made out of pepperoni, if you actually get more pepperoni? Yes,
you know what's double fucked up is that you can't put pepperoni on a pizza if you're a Jew. That's mixing meat and dairy, and you're putting a swastika.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you shouldn't be offended by the swastika because you shouldn't be getting the pizza anyways.
Aha.
Yeah. Hi. How are you? Hashem.
Yeah. By the way, that's how she says aha. Aha. Have you ever created a swastika to make your pal laugh? Was the poll 6% have?
Oh. What state are you in? Holy shit. I mean, state of mind. What the fuck?
Wow. That is a shocker.
It's a little humor. It's just a little humor. Get a little cheap giggle.
I don't know, because I've said Holocaust jokes for sure. So I'd like to think these audience members are taking out of context somehow. But then also I'm being a Nazi symbol forgiver somehow. Everyone 6% get a forgivey.
Yeah, I guess. But like a swastika is not a joke. There's no punchline.
Like, I'd like to hear the joke because I can't think of one.
Yeah, like how do you give a pinwheel that will make somebody really angry, and then swastika? Ha ha ha! That's a good one. What? No, it's not funny.
I do think it was funny that Aziz Ansari asked the audience, "You guys hear about the swastika pizza story? Wrong, idiots! It never happened. And now it did. And that's." That yeah. makes me so happy.
Somebody on the forum said something about how that joke, like he tried it in the Midwest and it totally bombed. And he was like, that joke never works here because you guys won't lie about like having seen something.
Yeah, I believe that's that funny. Was Punkin who was actually there for the recording. And she said the line didn't make it. He said it again or something like that. And they like kind of made them respond. And that wasn't the actual genuine response that should have been on the tape. So that's interesting, too.
Yeah. Well, guys, question join the everything. Forums. Question yeah. everything.
And okay. find the answers on the forums.
Totally. All right, let's move on.
Yes.
We got to talk about episode 3289, You Never Know, with Wally Collins. Hemda's favorite guy. She's ever met. Wow.
You got a vibe?
Okay.
yeah, I got a vibe. It was sort of like the time that Paul Hooper was talking about liking his mom. And Hemda was like, your mom, you say? You like her? But, I mean, he was trying to be very middle of the road about everything, I thought. And Hemda was like, can I take you to one side of the road or the other with my, you know, please, you know, stop being a diplomat. And he was like, well, you know, Hemda, diplomats, they don't say anything controversial either way. And you're like, ah, couldn't get him.
Now, I read on the forums that was the vibe. And I also, as I was punching my jokes out, I was like, oh, that landed where he could be offended. And I just kind of kept going because that's where the jokes were. And I was afraid that it would come off like that just because they landed differently than someone who's sort of sparring with me.
Right.
And I really didn't intend for that. I wasn't upset by it, but that's where the joke was. Like, you know, if you're saying regular things and I'm trying to find a joke about it, I'm going to say the most absurd one way or another thing. And it didn't surprise me when I saw that the forums felt that way. I didn't feel that way about him. I thought he was really nice. I thought he was really good. What I was going to say, though, is if you thought that Carmen mic check sounded kooky, this was the kookiest.
Wow.
I don't know if we should rewind from there about how he got on the show or start with the mic check. Let's start with the mic check. Okay.
Start from the mic check. Work backwards. I love it. Spill the tea. Hashtag yes queen. Let's go.
Okay. So he was very, very pro in all his emails, answered back, asked, should he be in the room a few minutes before the time or at the time? And I was like, you know what? Yeah, 5 or 10 minutes before is good. And then come 5 or 10 minutes, he's not there. Then like the actual time came, he's not there. I started texting and calling him a little bit after the hour. And then he's like, hey, my whole internet is gone in the building. They're having issues. And I'm like, that's interesting. It was the first time that he wasn't responsive and on top of it. And so I figured he's probably panicking. I'm like, no worries. And he said, if you guys can wait a few minutes. So we did. And then I called him back because at this point it was like 20 minutes at least into past the hour, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know, I'll book you again, no problem. You know, if this is too much, because you never know who's letting off who off the hook. So he might have only this time and is really trying to do it, or he thinks that he's going to ruin things by not making all efforts to go. So I said, if it's more convenient, it's completely fine with him. He sounded relieved. He's like, okay, great. Thank you so much. And I was like, all right. You know, he was just panicking and things were going weird. So we're about to start the show. We're in the two rooms. We record audio and video in different rooms. And all of a sudden we see his name pop up. Like, we're about to start.
Not only are we about to start. So it's going to be just me and Henda after all. And then I said, hey, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to say, oh, Wally Collins was going to be on, but he's not. But I already did my research. So Henda, what was it like the first time you performed at the Apollo in front of your own people? And then all of a sudden we see him pop up. We're like, oh, hi. And you're here after all. Okay, then. How about that?
Yeah. And I thought maybe, you know, his internet caught up with his thing. He goes, yeah, I'll just get on the video part real quick. And I was like,
well, he said it like he pressed the wrong button. He's like, I guess I ended up pressing a button. And I'm like, okay. So now our job is to figure out, do you want to be here? Or did you just press the wrong button and you're embarrassed? But he wouldn't really say. So obviously, then we did it.
And then he shows up on the Zoom thing. Then Xerxes has to come in again and do a mic check. Then the mic check took a bit, right?
Yeah.
Mic check took a bit. And it was just, I don't know. It's not like we were angry or anything beforehand. It was just this surprise. It's like, okay, then I'm
Sounds
not coming to the party.
A little fishy to me.
Now, couple that with, okay, so I get an email saying, hey, Chaimda, something like, I've been listening to your show. I'm such a big fan. And, you know, I was hoping to come on and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, great. I like people who want to come on who are familiar with the show. So it's not a requirement, but, he's already a fan or whatever. Then like during the show, I'm like, he lied about being a fan because he's, and you could just kind of, the things that, the guest does lets you know that not only are they not a fan, which is totally, again, like there's so many podcasts and we're all performers, but that he's actually probably never heard the show ever in his life. And one of the things was he kept showing us in the camera something.
Right.
And I go, yeah. If you're a fan of the show, the video isn't normally out. It's an abnormal thing that would happen. So,
but also if you're a fan of the medium, you know that podcasting is mainly audio.
Right. So then that goes a lot with your diplomat thing, which I didn't really put together. I just thought he was pretty flowy with all the stuff. And he was, he is a comic who does corporate gigs, which means he knows how to say the things without saying the things. It's just like being a politician, but you call yourself a comic. But that was just, it's sort of insulting because you didn't have to do that. And if you were going to do that, know the lie and then like, come with that. You know, you could pretend that you're a fan and just kind of know it. I don't know. It's not like, again, I wasn't upset by it, but I'm like, oh, this kind of goes with your whole vibe when I put it all together and I think about it. It's like, okay, it's very politician. It's very like, huh? you can't really say anything to me. I'm friendly. And I'm just like, but you showed up like you're a ghost to haunt the house. And, you know, I know that you used to live here, but what?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great episode. I love when there's a new guest on or somebody we haven't heard from. And, you know, that first episode feeling, what's it going to be like? Is it going to be somebody who comes back? And what are they promoting? And is that, you know, and then you sort of start to piece it together. Oh, that's why they reached out, because he has this book called You Never Know, which when I saw the title of the episode, like a real goofy, doofy white person, I thought it was like another language word that was like meant unity, you know, you never know. And so that was embarrassing for me once I realized that it was just a nonsense phrase in English misspelled. Because you know what? It's true. You do never know. And I've heard that a lot, and it's not advice. Sorry, Wally.
Did it sound at the end, though, that kind of was sick of him? Because he would give, like, you know, no answer that would tell you about this guy, and then kind of would go, hey, right, because you never know. So anyway.
And by Hemda would say that, do you mean I would say that? Me, Keith right. Malley, because that was kind of your vibe too. Like, right, Wally? And we do never know. And that is true about life, is that once the present is over, it's the future, and the rest is still unwritten, you know? Well, you never do.
As he was saying that, I'm like, oh, your whole email was a you never know. So your mom said, hey, say whatever you want in the email because they'll book you and then you never know. And then you don't have to go on anymore. You already promoted your book. So it's such a bad taste in the mouth, even though, like, I don't think anything went so wrong and I wasn't mad and I wasn't, you know, feeling a way. But I will take the credit or the responsibility for sounding like that. I don't give a shit.
But do you know what I think is a very good idea, which is healthy for everyone? Yeah. Is if you and he do a self-help off. OMAT versus You Never Know. And, you know, people do the program for however long. And at the end of it, we see who's better, who's nice. Helped themselves more. And everybody's self-esteem is really good after that, and nobody has hurt feelings, and nobody's feeling bad. So that's my idea, self-help battle royale.
Great. Let's invite Mike Kaplan. We're a team.
I liked Wally, but hearing it back, I realized I was a little dismissive at the end, in spite of myself, where I'd ask a question and he'd have like a silly not answer. And then I go, and then it takes a second to register where I'm like, and then I say, okay, so do, and I just go on. Like, it's like to him, he just told a joke. He's ready for laughter or something. I'm like, that was pretty basic. Okay, so what do you notice about?
He also, yeah, he would do that thing where he goes, he'll not say something and completely point to the background, which is just a commercial for the You Never Know book. And I'm like, yeah, well, we'll get to it, but also nobody could see you. So I don't, right. I get it.
Now, hey,
you never know.
Question.
Somebody might like you.
I have a question about like your artistic vision for Keith and the girl in general. Like, have you guys had conversations with one another about like, you know, we're not going to change our vibe no matter who the guest is? Like, do you have like a sort of unspoken conviction about that, or is it just who you are? Or have you ever had the conversation where it's like, hey, if you notice that I'm like giving somebody more leeway because maybe they're more famous or they're like promoting something, like tell me to cut it out because this is Keith and the girl no matter what?
No.
I, you know, when Keith loses his shit, it's on the spot. And I'm just like, well, that's Keith losing his shit. you guys need to finish whatever you're doing, or I'll argue with Keith and we'll lose our shit on each other. There have been right before the show where I'll get, and I think Keith stopped doing this, I'll get a text or something saying like, hey, you already sound mad at this guy. So, and I go, and if he's right, he'll get a fuck this guy right back. And Keith is like, okay, and put his headphones on, and he
said
won't.
What I had to say.
Yeah, he won't take it further than that.
Right.
There's been a few times where I've been like, oh, I don't think I meant to do that. Maybe I'll mind it, but probably most of the time I'm just right. Like, so tell him to stop saying dumb shit.
So the poll for that one was, it, do you ever know, yes or no?
I sometimes know. I sometimes don't know.
Yeah, the poll was a no. Unity. Right. Togetherness.
The poll was based on George R. R. Martin saying next year there's going to be another Game of Thrones book, even though we all know it ended because we saw it on TV years ago. But he's ready for a new book. And then after that, another book, but still not eating any vegetables. So fingers crossed, everybody. So the poll was George R. R. Martin's Game of Thrones. Oh, it's just to the readers. George R. R. Martin, Game of Thrones readers. Here are your choices. Yay, he'll finish the new book next year. Or, yeah, yeah, sure. Who gives a fuck? Or, I never read the books. It is 50-50, meaning no one said, yay, he'll finish the book next year. Half the people said, who gives a fuck? I'm a reader.
What?
And the other half said, I never read the books. No one is excited.
I am a reader. No. I am a book reader of those books. And
of those books.
9 years ago, when the last one came out,
wow.
I went to the bookstore that day to purchase it.
Right.
Like a Harry Potter release. And I am in the camp of, yeah, I don't really care.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I was gonna give Keith shit for this. I'm like, well, you're not even a reader of this. It's become this famous series. Like, how could we really say nobody wants it? And boy, man, I'm glad I didn't fucking put that foot in that mouth.
Well, the books are kind of excruciating, and it's really just about like confusing yourself and trying to figure out who's who, and arguing with your friends about what might be the answer. But now that we've had like some kind of an answer, I feel like my whistle has been whetted, and I'm good. You know, it's like, all right, yeah. I guess it was Bran, but that sucks. So I'll move on with my friggin' life. You know, we got other different fish to fry now, George.
Right. Oh, this is real science, Keith. I learned something.
Well, they already gave us the answer. That's enough. And then I'm going to wait another decade for two more books. Then we're done. Goodbye. Plus, now, because if you read the books, you probably saw the show. Right. You saw the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. So now you're supposed to go back, and does Winds of Winter explain in the beginning, like, here's where we're really at, not where TV told you we're at. Mm. By the way, picture trying to remember who's who, but you don't see their face.
Yeah, I know. And some of them have different names in the books.
Oh, great. Mm.
Yeah, like they had to change some of the names in the show because the names were too similar. Like it would be like Yara and Yaffa.
Oh, fuck.
And they were like, well, we better change one because the TV people won't know. And meanwhile, the book people were like, well, in the books, and then, you know, you start to really hate yourself and you have to you have to change your life, you know, 1 minute at a time.
It was fun to look at these book people and go, hey, by the way, we're done. I don't know how you're doing over there, but with all your smarmy attitude, I'm done.
Well, my friend Derek, shout out to that guy. He was a big fan of the books before I was, and he sort of introduced me to them. And I was like, well, you know, I heard they're making a show, so maybe he'll like be faster about writing the next few. And my friend Derek was like, no, they're never coming out. And he was absolutely right, because that guy's a genius. So listen to your friends.
How many books were there so far?
There have been 5, and there are supposed to be 7.
First of all, how do they know that? How's he go? I planned it all out and it's 7 books. You don't fucking know that. You know, there's that on Apple TV, there's this new show called Servant. And I saw it because it looked like M. Night Shyamalan wrote it, but he just produced it, which means absolutely nothing. It's horrible. And he said, oh, there's going to be 5 more seasons. I envision a total of 60 episodes. There's no story that just works out that way. Fuck you. I'm out.
Wow.
I love that you keep getting got by M. Night Shyamalan, and the race, yeah. and the way you get him back is just saying his name different every time.
The piece of shit. Here's the twist. I love him. I want him dead. There's your twist.
M. Night Shyamalan is Keith's the one that got away. You know, yes. He'll be carrying a torch for this guy forever.
It's so true. Much, so much potential. This motherfucker, he comes out with one movie, right? The good one, The Sixth Sense. And then he starts doing articles going, I could do that twist anytime I want. I'm going to be the next big fucking thing. How about you wait till you write a couple more?
What about the one with Mark Wahlberg where it's like the trees are making you sick when the wind
fascinating.
Blows?
Yeah, hey, you never fascinating know. Stuff. I think he was a scientist. Yeah, I do know. You're not a scientist, Mark Wahlberg.
I always know. Okay, I did listen yes. to a bonus show this week that I'm very excited to talk about. It's the Diamond Dogs, episode 19, Doom and Gloom.
Yeah.
Now, I listened to this and I wanted to try to emulate Keith's interview style. So I'm going to do that now.
All right.
Pennsylvania zone, Keith Malley, what you yelling?
Hey, guys. I was watching this new Servant TV show. It's horrible.
Yes. And it was horrible because when you were watching it, you accidentally sat on your balls on the couch. Isn't that right? Pennsylvania's Keith Malley, go.
No, I didn't like that it really dragged on. And for it being 5 hours long, basically, there's unanswered questions. It makes no sense.
You're getting laid. Hemda.
Oh, that's me. I am. Thank you for asking. Lover Day was just the other day. So, you know, if we're falling behind on our numbers, we pick up.
And how does Xerxes feel about your new haircut, Queen Zone Hemda? Go.
I think, you know, it's kind of nice because I think if I cut my hair all off, I think he would still love me the same. And that's a good feeling.
Pennsylvania's Keith Malley, are you mad that you don't have hair? Go.
No, I made peace with it a long time ago. I'm good with it.
All right.
I didn't know. Yeah.
Politics.
Okay.
Hard right.
What's politics, Keith Malley?
Well, it seems right now we have a president that does really think he's a lone warrior. And I think he's basically giving himself an excuse for when he isn't reelected.
But is he getting laid, Keith Malley?
I don't think he is. I don't think he's getting laid. He's not fucking his wife, and I don't think he's playing games or the word would be out.
Nice.
Yeah, and I like this show.
That's my impression of the show.
I'm in.
I love it.
I'm recording a new one today. I love it.
I want to be a part of it. I want to be the wolf, the lone wolf. Oh, you know, we got the dogs on the porch and then out there in the forest, there she is, the lone wolf. Oh,
do you want me to talk to the dogs?
Yeah, put in a word.
Okay.
I want a cool nickname.
All right.
Oh, also Hollywood Craig, just a little update about him, was in chat again last Wednesday. We decided to play poker. No money. But for real game, no rebuys, so you got to take it seriously. And he was getting in there and so close. And we're now going to call him So Close Craig because he has been so close so many times. But guess who won? I knocked out Keith. And then I won first place after I knocked out Vincent, who really gave me a run for my money. I was a little nervous. Thank you. That's all.
Yeah, I know. I know because he told me. I mean, he told the dogs. He was like, I came in second place in poker again. And Keith was like, Why are you such a loser? Hollywood, Craig Klein. And he was like, well, I'm not. And Adam was like, I'm going to say one thing and it's going to be the funniest thing you ever heard in your life. It's the best.
That's basically Adam.
But what is poppers, though? Like, for the layman, if you don't know poppers, what is it?
It's a liquid that you inhale and you get high.
Is it like a VCR cleaner?
You could think of it as sniffing glue, but it's not as dangerous. In fact, I think you'd be hard pressed to find people saying it's dangerous online and everything's dangerous.
So should I try it?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess nothing can happen, but
it only lasts like a minute.
I don't think even, but yeah.
That's the thing. Like it you have to time it.
I don't get it.
You have to time it so perfectly. I know that it's a thing that a lot of people use during sex, but how do you about to come and then reach for the right thing, put it up your nostril, inhale, then come? Like, you got a huge grip on what's going on.
You don't have to get it just right. You don't have to get it just right. You're touching yourself or fucking anyways. So all that's good stuff.
Nice. But Craig does it just to like have fun, like on like a Zoom chat.
He does it to have fun, but he also did say on Diamond Dogs, it's performance art, meaning he's trying to shock people as well.
Wow.
It worked because he's so casual about it and he's talking and, you know, he's an intelligent, fun, like very charismatic and also very engaged person. And then he'll just like, you're having a conversation. He's like, okay, I'm going to do a popper now. And he just like slides into his seat. And you're like, okay, yeah, yeah. Now's a good time to go into a K-hole. Sure. Yeah.
I don't get it, but let me tell you, I love it.
Yeah, I like his freedom in life, his just recklessness, and he's fine. He just lands on his feet all the time. And like he said, this isn't going to hurt him, but, you know, some other people would be maybe self-conscious about it or conscious at all about what it is. He's like, no, I'm doing poppers. I could drop Molly right now. Who cares? Want to do mushrooms? All right.
I mean, if there's a bodega that sells poppers, there's 70 homeless guys right outside it. So it's not like it's fruit juice. You know, something's going on.
Well, you know how homeless guys love fruit juice.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not. It's not that.
I don't understand the metaphor.
It's probably not vegetables. It's probably bad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Do you think Diamond Dogs, maybe we should have a brand of poppers?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Double D? Yeah.
I think like in terms of like Craig's use of poppers and the way that you play that video game where you go around the universe sucking and fucking alien guys.
Like, right, off the planet.
Yeah, yeah. The whole show is like a real, you know, just distinctly masculine sort of angle that I think it's very relatable, Americana, you know.
Thank you.
The good old red, white, and blue. Mm-hmm. Just three guys hanging out, talking about doing poppers, sucking and fucking aliens. Yep. And yeah, it's just good old fashioned fun is what it is.
Yes.
So yes, can I see merch for it? Yes, of course I can. A beer koozie? Of course. You know, some board shorts maybe with the Diamond Dogs. And like maybe a big bullseye on the butt hole.
Yeah.
I mean, just so far they only have a hat from a dead person, but it's a start.
Oh, yeah. I think the merch arm of Diamond Dogs might be a little bit haunted. So actually, maybe shut it down.
We'll shut it down now. We gave it a thought.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a fun show. I think people want to forget their troubles. They should really tune in. Mm-hmm.
Come on, get happy.
Thank you.
That's all I got to say. You got any closing remarks?
Not per se. I'm looking at this George R.R. information. I'm glad I never picked up a book. That saved me a lot of heartache. I don't use swastikas to make people laugh. It's good to see I'm in the majority. Now, that's everything on my mind this week.
Join us for OMAT, of course. You can start anytime. And what's that a start of? Maybe changing your life. And if your life doesn't change, money back. So if your life's good, no worries. But if maybe this pandemic or life in general, because there's always shit happening, you need a minute, come to 1 minute at a time. OMAT Club, as a VIP, you get a $25 discount. You should check your dashboard, especially this week, because you get a free ticket to our live show that has Jesse Joyce, Ben Lerman, Mateo Lane, and more, and also a discount for OMAT. That dashboard is heavy with some sweet, sweet goodies.
And you never know what you might find there.
You never know.
Ya Navano. Unity, togetherness. If you're out on the road, bing, 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 doing Keith and the Girl Show, bum, 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 bum. All you have to do is get the mic check right and they'll be your friends forever. When you download an episode and then listen on your ear. Pods, when you hear the show that you love, I will follow. Oh, Keith and the Girl, I will follow. Rate, review, and subscribe. Okay, the song's over now. KeithandtheGirl.com.